We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines at the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. Yoimad Mechayech Bei Rebbe Asiya Peronis La'Alma. The day that Rebbe laughs, that will bring Peronis to the world. And the Mashal explains, because Rebbe was a big Baal Yisurim, and when Rebbe had Yisurim, that saved the world. That gave the world, it protected the world from Tsaros. That was a protection to the whole world. So the day he laughed, the Mashal says like this: the Rebbe Baal Yisurim Hava, V'chol Shnei Yisuri the Rebbe, all the years of the pain of Rebbe, like Itzrich Amal Amitra, the world didn't even need rain. G'dal Perek HaPaylam. So therefore, the day that Rebbe laughs is not a good thing for the world. Amalei L'Bakapara, so he told L'Bakapara, you know, you want to come visit me, you want to come to my chasana, Loi Sivdechin, don't make me laugh. I'm going to give you 40 portions of 40 measurements of chiti. Amalei, so he says back, Lech Zimar, the chol giruva de beina shakilna. You're going to see any type of measurement that I want, I'm going to take. Shakal de kula rava, he took this big basket, chafya kufra, he covered it with pitch, that, you know, because a basket has holes in it. If you fill it up with chitim, it'll come out. So he covered the inside with pitch, and he turned it over on its head, which means he turned it upside down, which is all part of the joke. The joke is that he worked so hard to make it that nothing drips out of it, that it's mamish sealed, and then he turned it over, he can't even fill it up with anything. That's lechli marban gerivi chitim. He goes to the Rebbe, he says, give me the 40 chitim, the reshinabach, that you borrowed from me. Ochuch Rebbe left. There's two problems here. First of all, he turned over the basket. Second of all, he said that you owe it to me. I lent it to you, you didn't lend it to you. Amalei, so Rebbe says back, Lav is that, didn't I tell you shouldn't make me laugh? And since you made me laugh, you don't get anything. Amalei, no, chitim derashina konasivna. I'm asking for chitim that you owe me anyway, that I lent to you, which also wasn't true. It's all part of the tzchaik. Back upon him, here back upon him made him laugh. Obviously, Hoye Chazachim, we don't exactly chap these jokes, but this is what happened over here. Only back upon the Barthi the Rebbe, back upon told the daughter of Rebbe, Lamachar, tomorrow, Shasina Chamra, I'm going to drink wine, Birikuda da Avuch, while your father's dancing, Uve Kirkani de Imacha, when your mother is singing. That's the way Ran learns, but the Gemara doesn't come out like that, the mother sang. So the Mefarish learns that we're gonna drink wine with the dancing of your father and your mother's and your mother when she waters down the wine, does the mezigah on the wine. Ben Alasa chasid Rebbe Hava, Asher Gadol Hava. Rebbe had a son whose name is Ben Alasa, and he was a big Asher. So I was in Rebbe Alul Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe. They all came together to the chasana of Shimon Bar Rebbe. So at the chasana, Omalei Bar Kapar Rebbe, my Ta'eva. What's pshat in the word Ta'eva in the pasuk by Mishkav Zachar? It says in the pasuk, Ve'isha Shishkav as Zachar, Mishkav Isha, Ta'eva Asu Shneim. What's the lesson Ta'eva? What does that mean? So called the Omalei Rebbe, anything Rebbe answered pshat, the Hachini Ta'eva, Parcha Bar Kapar. Kapar asked questions on that and shlugged it up. Omalei, Parshiyat, so Rebbe says, you say pshat. Omalei, I ain't no problem, but you have to do something for me. Omalei, Taisi the Vesichi, bring your wife here. Tir merely notla, and let her bring me a little shot glass. Osis ramule, she brought him a little shot glass of wine. Omale le Rebbe, kum rekoyli, go dance, start dancing. Deimelach, I'm going to explain to you what it means. Halchi amarachmana ta'eva toya ataba, you are lost. Ta'eva is an abbreviation for the words toya ataba, you are lost. Really, you belong with the isha, and you go into azacha, so you're lost. That's what the word ta'eva means. Akapanim, so here you see, he told his daughter, I make your father dance and your mother sing, or your mother pour me a kais. Here you see, this is Makuyim. And it went further. The kos achrina, he wanted another kais, so he had to, another pshat in the pasuk. Amalei, what's pshat in the pasuk? Tevel. That's by Mishkav Behemah. It says in the pasuk, V'chol behemah le'sitna shechav t'chol ha'tamva, v'ishol ha'isam l'fnei behemah le'riva, tevel hu. What's such a tevel? Amalei, kinyana kadma. So the whole story happened the same way. Rebbe Shari said pshat, he slugged it up. Amalei, evenly doim malach ava, do what I told you to do. Amalei, Maisi did it. Amalei, tevelu, tavlin yeshba, is there some like special spice in the behema? Mishanya da biyam and kulam biyas. Is this biya different than other biyas? So Amalei, my zima, what does zima mean? What does the word zima mean? Amalei, evenly kinyana, kidma, avad. He did the same thing with the kais and the dancing. Amalei, it stands for Zumahi. Which means, what is this? Which means to say that you don't, if someone's mazana, there's suffix the yichus, like the Ran says, lots of suffix, she ain't a dame and me who misaberes. You're not going to know where she became oberes from, because she, if she's mazana, we're not going to know who the father is. Zogt the Gemara Vayta. What happened was, Lo Yochel ben Alasa lemisbal. Ben Alasa couldn't handle this anymore. Making fun of his shver, making him dance. Kom v'nofak, he left the chasana. Kom v'nofak, huvin say mitamon. Him and his wife left the chasana. My ben Alasa was a story about ben Alasa. The time with the Braisa. Lo yelechinem pizza ben Alasa esma isav. Ben Alasa used a lot of money to learn how to get the haircut of the Kohen Gadol. Some say he got the haircut of Kohen Gadol. What was the haircut of Kohen Gadol? We'll see in the Gemara that the haircut of Kohen Gadol was that it was a perfect haircut. It wasn't too short, it wasn't too long. It was cut every hair, that every hair was beside the other hair. That means it didn't look bald at all, but every hair, the whole length was just and not much to get to the next hair. Just to show the taspirus of a Kohen Gadol. Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Kosoim yichsumu es reishehem. That's what it says in the Pasuk, Kosoim yichasumu es reishehem. Tana, Kein lulinus, my lulinus, Om Rav Yehuda, Tasparta yichitza. So the Pasuk says, Kosoim yichsumu, talking about a Kohen Gadol, it says that the hirka was, Kederech, like the Rashi says in Yecheskel, Kederech gidul shakosemes. It was like when you grow spelt, which means each, which was what I was explaining, Tanakein Lulinus, my Lulinus, or Ruda Tasbron Yechidah, it's a special type of hair called Hechidama Rava, Roicha Shazah, the top of this hair, but Sar Ikr Shazah, by the root of the next hair. The Hainu Tasparish Kohen Gadol, this is the haircut of the Kohen Gadol, which he got a haircut every day, the Kohen Gadol got a haircut every day, this is the haircut of Kohen Gadol to make sure it's perfect like this. The Mishnah said that the last hamarutza yemuterin, because it's not called a tafsol. My the last hamarutza, mashmul, kara kurkazoi, a gourd from the place called kurkazoi. Rav Ashi yom the last atamuna baremetz. Ramutza means a lotion of coals. That it's a dalas that's tamuna. It's tamun. You let it get hid. The word means hiding. It's hiding in the remetz in the coals, which basically means you covered up with coals. So according to Rav Ashi, Lassar Mutz is not a place. It means something like Tumun Aramis. Eisvei Vino Rav Ashi, Rav Nechem Yoimer, the last Aramis is he the last Amitris. And both those, and that type of the last, that gourd, Sai Aramis Amitris, which is the same thing really, is Kalayim, it's Kalayim Amai Yevonis, and Kalayim Amai Ramutza. So you see, Ramutza does not mean put a remetz, because it wouldn't be Kalayim if you put a gourd into coals, it doesn't become Kalayim. Obviously a different type of gourd, Tiyufta. Staka slugged up that man the Yomar. So the Mishnah said further, we had this Mishnah already before, just to repeat it over here in the Gemara here. Hanoide Maisa Kedera Inosal Maisa Resachsa, which means different type of grains that take a while to cook. Oma Koinema Yerlikdera, anything that is going to go into the Gedera, any time I'm not going to eat, also Bechal Nas Mekdera, also anything you put into the Gedera. Tanya learned in a Brisa. Hanoide Mena Yerlikdera, if someone says, I'm not going to have enough from something that went down into a pot. Also the yard ilfas, you also anything that goes into a frying pan. Why is that? Because they used to anything they put into a frying pan, they first cooked it up a little bit in a kadeira before they put it into the frying pan. So therefore anything that's in a frying pan already went through a kadeira. So if you ask something from a kadeira, you ask anything that's in a frying pan because that already went into the kadeira. Shkra yard the kadeira. Because it already went into the kadeira before you went into the ilfas. If he says, Mina Yared Lilfis, Mutav Yared Lakdeira. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, even though you're planning on putting it, it says, Mina Yared Lilfis, Lachas Mutav Yared Lakdeira. Because you shouldn't say that anytime you, the Lachas Yared Lilfis, if you just put in the Lakdeira a little bit, it's Mutter, but it's Mutter still, because I didn't put in the Lilfis yet. And you shouldn't say, since I put in the Lakdeira for a little bit, I plan on putting it into Lilfis, it's Ki'ilu already, it's like mucha until you put it in the ilfas, so it's ready aser. Kamash, oh no, until it goes to the ilfas, it's mutter. So when I hear, if you say, if you make an adam, when you hear the ilfas, mutter, you hear the dairy, even though it's planning on putting it into the ilfas. The next halacha is like this, if you speak out an adam, and a nasa bakdera, nasa means it's finished. So then the halacha is mutter, nasa bilfas. Because if it gets finished in the ilfas, that's not called nasa bakdera. If you say, man, nasa bilfas, something gets finished in a frying pan, mutter, even nasa bakdera, because it's not something nasa b'kdeira is not nasa b'ilfis, and the Ran speaks out even after you put it into ilfis, if it's already done in the k'deira, the halach is that it's mutter. Hanoidim na yerid l'tanur. If someone makes a neda, he's not going to have enough anything that goes into a tanur. Ain osur elav apas. Only osur in bread. That's called yared l'taner. What we call ma'aseh taner alai, anything that's a ma'aseh taner, also b'chol ha'aseh taner, is also anything that's made in the taner, anything that's made in the oven. That means if he says something that goes in the oven, the thing, that, the classic thing that goes in the oven is bread. But if he says anything that's made in the oven, then anything that's made in the oven is taka aser.